Hi guys, welcome back to R&R with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach.
And happy Wednesday, everybody. We made it to March. Let's go.
Finally.
Literally, congrats, everyone. I'm so happy. March is truly the beginning of a new year, I feel like.
Oh my gosh.
The first half, the first January, February, we can forget about them.
The first day above 60, I'm like, oh, the new year started. I'm back on my BS.
My goals. What's my goals again?
Yeah, I'm like, time to reflect. What are we doing here?
Literally. So yeah, happy March.
Okay. This episode, we're just going to be chatting because we have a lot to catch up on. We pre-recorded our last two episodes, so we haven't chatted in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and for our YouTube watchers, we're filming this a little later in the day than we usually do. So if the lighting's a little different. It's a little more cozy, warm lighting. So what's up?
Yeah, Reagan had a little bit of a cold on the day we usually record.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. We went to Pilates this morning and why'd it cleanse me? Like literally, I was like a little yesterday, you know, when you wake up and your head's pounding.
I hate that. Feel
so congested.
Yeah.
Today I'm like, all I needed was to go in the hot room. I'm confused.
And sweat it out.
Literally. Yeah.
Which, if you heard her say, we went to Pilates, you heard her correctly. I got my membership.
Rachel finally is coming with me.
And right as I walked in, I said, it's all I think about. When's my next class? And Reagan will probably have to explain this lore a little bit more, but they recently just changed their policy. You used to wake up at 5 a.m. to book your classes for the next week.
Yeah. So
every day.
Yeah, so the classes, you can book a week in advance, and it opens up that day at 5 a.m. So Saturday at 5 a.m., I could book next week's Saturday, 5 a.m. or 8 a.m. class or whatever. And the morning classes is when I personally like to work out in the morning better.
Yeah.
And those classes fill up.
Wait, I have in to say something. Seconds. Your earrings, like,
I know,
unclasped.
It's unclasped, and I keep
But
doing
I just
it.
Don't want to be like JC and Chelsea where she's like, you have a crumb.
A crumb?
A crumb?
We've been filming for 45 minutes, and now you're telling me a crumb is in my hair?
There's that TikTok account that they have.
I know.
That does edits. I love watching it.
They're so funny. The crumb one, I was crying at the
crumb. Literally.
A crumb?
A crumb. Really a crumb? And they were like filming multiple episodes that day
literally.
Too. So good.
She's like, our second episode of the day, 45 minutes in, and you're telling me I have a crumb?
No, I just didn't want it to be like unhooked, but like I don't think the camera can see that, so like don't even worry about it.
Okay, guys, sorry, earring malfunction.
No,
but yeah, so classes you would have to book super early, especially to get into the morning classes. You would have to do them like I would set my alarm at 5 a.m. I would book, wake up, open my eyes, book the class, close my eyes, go back to sleep, and then wake up to go to class. So.
And magically, right as I joined, they changed the policy because I woke up at 5 a.m. one time to book it, and I did. But guess what? It was because Wes woke up at 3 and just stayed up till 5.
I know, that was
and
crazy.
I was just like, Slay, I don't even need my alarm. I'm booking this class. It was like 4:45, and I was just waiting for it to open.
Yeah.
But honestly, my mantra lately with, like, I just feel like I'm somewhat of a control freak. I just, like, it is what it is. Just like, this isn't gonna be my life forever. I just think for so long, and this is kind of off topic, but for so long, I just was like freaking out. And it's like, I think.
Wait, no. About what?
He's awake. I'm never gonna sleep
again.
Like, I'm so tired. Like, it was just crazy, like, anxiety and fear mentality.
Yeah, like, why is he awake? What's happening?
Yeah. Yeah, and just, I think also getting to the toddler stage is kind of when you're reflecting a little bit and you're just like, oh my gosh, I made it out alive. Like, I'm just like, I will sleep again. I do sleep again. Your life becomes normal. You have fun. You can leave the house multiple times and it's not a crazy battle.
Yeah.
You're going to have energy again. And obviously, I feel like most first-time moms are just like, when you're doing it the first time, you cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I just was telling Ty, I was just like, he throws his food on the ground, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal because it's like, why don't I want him throwing food on the ground? Because I'm lazy and I don't want to clean it up. So guess who has to clean it up? West.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine. You want to throw your food on the ground? It is what it is. But you're going to pick it up. And he's just like, now he doesn't throw his food on the ground.
Yeah.
He doesn't dump all his toys out because I've been making him clean it up.
He knows.
And today he like dumped out all his blocks. And I was like, okay. It took him. I timed him 38 minutes to pick them all up because he was being goofy because he didn't want to do it. And he thought I would cave and do it. And I was like, I have nowhere I need to be. I will sit here and watch you pick you up these
pick
blocks.
You can pick up every one of
them. And I'm being nice. And he'll, like, ask me for help, and I'll help him when he needs it. But I'm just like, dude. And I don't know. Like, right now, I'm just, like, really enjoying motherhood.
That's good.
And, like, Reagan knows this. But we had her and Budge over for s'mores. And I was like, so I think I'm pregnant. And I was having a pregnancy scare, which my doctor confirmed today that I'm not. And I was just like,
I was like, what?
You're like, so we just started this podcast.
Literally. Girl.
No. And I'm like, not that it would have been awful and I would have had a meltdown, but it was just kind of like, no, like I'm like really enjoying motherhood. Not finally, because I've enjoyed it the whole time, but like I'm really enjoying it right now. And it just feels very comfortable. And like, I just feel like I'm on top of it. And that's probably like a lot of lifestyle changes too, like going to bed earlier. I have way more patience for him waking up before he wakes up, like
him being able to talk, tell you what he needs, what he
wants.
Yeah,
you saw it firsthand last weekend. He just was like running around the table to like
it was
impress
so cute
Reagan and Lawrence. But I'm just like, it's just such a fun stage that he's at, that I'm just like
at the best.
When I get pregnant, I get so tired and I don't want to miss it. So I'm like, I just want to enjoy one more summer. Maybe next summer I'll get pregnant. I don't care. But it was just kind of a relief. And I just got my Hot Pilates membership. And I'm like really into that.
Yeah.
Sorry. I feel like I'm hogging all the
catch-up
time. No,
this is good. This is
so
good.
But another thing is, so I got my results back on my hormones, which if you guys have been listening, I don't know if I've talked about this before. But last April, I went and got my hormones checked. And I have really bad estrogen dominance, which just means my estrogen overproduces. And it's really hard to lose weight, and you can get, I mean, do not quote me on this, because I could be, like, placed on my butt. But, like, you can get cysts, your pain, like, more painful periods, migraines, all this stuff. Just, like, hormone stuff in general just causes a lot of problems. So, over the last year, I've been working really, really hard to try to figure out, like, a natural way to fix it. And I got my blood work back today, and my estrogen and my progesterone levels are, like, perfect now.
Yay!
And I have felt it. And that's why I thought I was also pregnant, is I was like, why do I feel good?
Why do I feel different? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what
is
going
different.
On? Yeah. Because I'm in my luteal cycle right now. And I'm like, I feel fine.
Yeah. That's so
like
good.
Even today at Pilates, like I had a lot of energy in the morning, which again, it could be a lot of lifestyle changes. Like I'm sleeping more, which sleep helps with hormones and like all this stuff.
Yay.
And that was just like, I called my mom and my dad and I was just like, oh my gosh, because they know I've been working really
hard.
Yeah,
you have.
And
to get that,
it's also just been hard too, because like estrogen holds on to fat and water weight.
Yeah.
And it's like so hard to lose weight postpartum. And I'm just like, I just feel like I've been working so hard to lose weight.
Yeah.
And fix my hormones. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to get those results back.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
And I also got my thyroid tested and there's no thyroid issues. So sorry, that was like word vomit.
No,
we were talking
amazing.
About Pilates. But,
no, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It was just is like rewarding after all the work you've been putting in to like get it under control and figure it out.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. And now you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Literally. And Ty even today was like, I have seen such a change.
Good.
Which changes are like usually my luteal cycle, Reagan has seen this every single month. I start like spinning out, like crashing out every single luteal cycle. Like I just feel anxious. I'm angry. I never got diagnosed with PMDD, but I'm pretty sure I have PMDD, which is like a really severe version of PMS. And like everything was pissing me off. And I'm just like, me, I'm like, it is what it is. Like that could never be me in my luteal cycle, truly.
Yeah.
And I'm in the depths of it right now and I haven't felt it.
Yay.
And I'm just like, quite literally, I would bawl my eyes out to Tyler and just be like, what is wrong with me?
Why do I feel like this? Why am I
feeling
like
this?
This
can't
literally
be normal.
Yeah.
And I had gone to so many doctors and they're just kind of like, well, you know, that's
so
just
where
some
did
people.
You go to get your hormones tested that you feel like really helped?
So my
do you
mom
feel like that's what was the turning point was getting
okay, it was a lot of things.
Okay.
So my mom had this lady who did my blood work. She just ordered it.
Okay.
And then she read me my results and like nothing really came of it.
Okay.
Like she was kind of like, you can take these couple supplements. And I was like, okay, are we booking like a follow-up appointment to see if they're even working?
Yeah.
Anyways, and it just like kind of went nowhere because she started getting really busy because she started taking insurance, which unfortunately most places that will help you with your hormones don't take insurance. So they're like really, really expensive. And so she started taking insurance and got really busy and like wasn't able to help me.
Okay.
And she was in Idaho and I just like didn't really want to drive up to Idaho.
Yeah.
So I would say the biggest part is just my whole family has a background in supplements.
Yeah.
Totally. And my dad, it was just like a huge part of this too. Like he was just like, he used to own a progesterone company.
Okay.
And he was like, use these, like this progesterone cream. And then my husband, Tyler, works in the supplement industry and he works with all of the health food stores. So he was always going around asking people what their opinions were. Mm. Like just getting so many different opinions.
Yeah.
And so I would say the things that have helped me. Well, I also had kind of other issues too. Like I was low vitamin D, which is natural living in Utah. And I had low iron, which I feel like most women have low iron. Mm-hmm. But the low vitamin D and the low iron also cause like huge bouts of depression, yeah. Especially seasonal depression. Mm-hmm. Turns out my hormones aren't fixed. It's just we had a 70 or 60 degree day.
Literally.
I'm like, this is all for nothing.
Yay!
No. But the biggest things that I feel like helped me was taking 5,000 IU of vitamin D.
Okay.
And then taking an iron supplement. But the progesterone cream that I take, I do one pump a day. It's like 7 milligrams of progesterone and it's all natural, which is like so nice. Because, you know, I'm on my non-tox mm-hmm. journey. And then I take a DHEA, which just helps with your hormones in general. And then it's literally just that. Okay. And I do a pump a day for like 14 days on, 14 days off. It's kind of how birth control works.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, have you ever done pill birth mm-hmm. control? And they have like the 1 week.
1 week where you're on the sugar pill or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like that type of vibe.
Got you.
But if you guys are dealing with hormone issues, I highly suggest to keep fighting for yourself. And totally. I actually had a friend who was talking to me about her endometriosis and she had multiple doctors like deny her and tell her like, nah, just take Advil. And then she was like, she kept fighting for herself and then she had to have the surgery and they're like, oh my gosh, it's way worse than we thought. And so I'm just aww. Like, my message to you guys is to keep fighting for yourself. Mine wasn't as severe as that, but it's like, you never know. It could have been.
Yeah.
Like hormones unchecked. And my hormones have always been like that my whole life too. Like my periods were really inconsistent and I just kind of was like, oh, I guess that's how I am.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But it's not. Like now they're like 28 days exactly. I always know when I'm starting my period. So anyways.
That's awesome.
It was a huge thing for me.
I need to dive into that more. I feel like I don't know enough about everything and I could have something that could help me.
My recent blood work was done at my yearly physical. I just asked him to order it. So okay. I'm like, you could just like, I literally just went to like Revere Health and went in for my yearly physical, which I got my pap smear, which if you haven't gotten a pap smear in the last 5 years, go do that.
I just booked my appointment, my OB.
You did? Oh my gosh. Wait, yes. You talked about that.
I did. And I'm going, she couldn't get me in until, well, she could get me in and then I'm going out of town. I had to wait till I get back into town. So I'm going, not because anything's concerning, just to like, I just feel
no,
like
you just
I need
should
to get a
going.
Checkup.
Yeah. Yeah. But my doctor, I just was like, because he does blood work just to see like what all your levels are. And I was just like, hey, can you just test my estrogen and progesterone levels? And he just added it. And I think it cost me $20.
Okay, cool.
So it's not crazy expensive. I don't know if every doctor is going to do that. But if you just talk to them and you're like, oh, I have concerns, can you just look at it for me? He's like totally down.
Okay, that's so amazing.
I know.
And that's so awesome.
But you should ask and see if she would do that for you just because it could be, you could just be curious.
Yeah.
So
and I am curious.
Yeah.
Just to know what's like
what
my
like,
levels
what
are.
If like your progesterone levels are too high or like whatever. Like you never know. And the hard thing is like when it's your normal, you don't know any different.
Yeah.
Like I just was like, there's no way that this is what everyone else is experiencing.
Yeah.
And then I just finally went in and it was like, yeah, obviously I shouldn't be feeling this way. Like my estrogen levels were through the roof.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't producing any progesterone and I was like, sweet, awesome. Yeah. So that was like a huge win for me. And I do feel like a lot of the inflammation in my body has like I don't feel as puffy or
that's
just
awesome.
Like swollen, mm-hmm. especially in the mornings. I would like wake up and just be like, ugh,
yeah.
like so gross. So
that's so amazing. And you've been waking up early. You're on your grind with that, which is so good. And how do you feel?
So good. I literally, going to Pilates, I was just like, oh, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get in class. Why not? Why not? You're just going to create excuses. So just go. And this week I have to be like on the wait list, but I'm booked out for like every day next week now that you can wake up at 7 and do it.
That's good.
And I'm just like having it like a literal appointment that if I don't go to, I'm going to have to pay money motivates me. Like no other.
Yeah.
So, it's and good. I get to see you. I'm like, oh, I know, slay. It's I get so to see fun. Reagan for like 2 minutes.
Literally.
Which Ty was like, I was telling Ty, I was like, Reagan is like not a chatty Cathy.
Me?
In the mornings.
No, I'm not. I'm so tired. I'm like, I'm here to
wait in. And then Reagan locks the F in that room. She's like,
literally. Also, some of the instructors get mad at you for talking.
Oh, no, I'm not thinking like during class, but like after class.
So I'm like scared of them. Like, I also am like,
my first class when we went to, and Daily, she literally was like, no talking. And Daily was like,
literally, they like just don't want people to talk. So I just like lock into the workout. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like afterwards. Like, oh, for some reason, I was like, maybe I was gonna, I thought I was gonna be like, oh, I gotta go really quick. But you just got in your car and left. I was like, oh, slay.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, after I'm like, we got our day. We got our days to get to. Yeah, also, I know I smell bad. You don't want to be next to me. I'm like, I'm disgusting.
No, but I like that.
Yeah.
Not that if you wanted to talk, I'd be like, Reagan, no.
I have things to do. Don't talk to me.
No, but it's nice because I got back home at like 9, 10-ish, and I was just like, holy cow, I felt so good and energized.
It's so nice.
I just like, sometimes I like a later workout, but like the 8, like doing a workout at 8:30 is crazy.
P.M.
Yeah, 8:30 p.m. Sorry.
Crazy. Yeah, I do not like the 8:30 p.m. classes because by 8:30, I'm getting into bed. Not actually. But like by 9.
Oh, I'm for sure getting ready for
bed. I'm for sure getting ready for like winding down.
Yeah.
It's like my winding down time. And so 8:30 could never.
I know. Tyler was like, this sucks. We only get an hour after we put Wes down and then we have to be in bed. And I just was like, you literally, which he's like joking, obviously, but he's just like, oh, like I want to stay up and watch a movie. And I was like, again, it is what it is. I was like, that's just not the phase of life for him.
Yeah.
And also, sleep is so good for my hormones. That was like the biggest thing that I wasn't doing because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing all these things. And I really just feel like it sealed the deal for me.
And you can watch a movie on the weekends. And you can watch an episode of your show. I don't know. Me and Lawrence are always watching episodes of our show. So it's like, oh, yeah, we have this 30-minute episode we're going to watch. Then we're going to go to bed. Or 45-minute, whatever it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. So he just – but, like, Ty is such a movie person.
He does.
He loves a movie. And his movies are, like, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you just need to start it before you put Wes to bed. I don't know, though.
Is the thing hard? Is, it's like Ty, well, I'm trying to wind down for him, so we don't have screens on.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, Wes doesn't really get that much TV during the day, and I try to do it like that. And that's what Ty's just like, oh, dang. But I was like, dude, one day we're going to have teenagers, and we'll be able to watch movies with them. And, like, that's just not the phase of life we're in, and that's okay.
That's true.
We can watch movies on the weekends, and, like, on Saturdays and Sundays when Wes is taking 3-hour nap. We'll, like, watch a movie.
Good. Yeah, yeah,
we'll watch a movie together during the day if we don't want
to
stay
up. Or you can, start a movie one night when it gets to be bedtime, pause it, and then go to bed and then watch the rest of it the next night. Really?
Tyler would. I literally can't. I literally am like, we have to finish it. Because I'll just think about it all night and just be like, what's going to happen? And Tyler likes suspenseful movies, and so I'm just going to be like, and he can do that. He can just, like, shut his brain off and go to bed. And I'm just like.
No, now I'm up.
I'm like, so what's the ending?
So now I'm up and so I'm ready to clean the whole house.
Yeah, I'm like, so what's the ending?
Rachel literally at like 12 p.m. is like cleaning her whole house.
Not anymore.
This is what she used to do. Meal prep. I'm like,
I'm making my homemade fries at 1:30 in the morning. Literally. You're like, I'm eating my bread.
Don't understand. It's so crazy.
But now on Sundays, Ty will watch a movie and we're still spending time together because it's like our living room is a very open concept. And so it's, like, the kitchen and the living room.
Yeah.
We can be, like, together. And he'll, like, he watched Shrek 2 and took a nap while I was meal prepping.
Yeah.
And then because I'm, like, even though I'm meal prepping, it's not really a break when Wes is taking a nap. So then I'm, like, okay, I need a break after this because I'm doing stuff for the family. So I could usually just go thrifting or whatever. But yeah, I'm on my meal prepping grind, and it's
guys, I need to do this, but I just fear I can't.
Why?
Because I fear after 3 days of eating the same thing, I'm done.
Wait, no, I'm not meal prepping like I'm meal prepping meals. It's more so like I have my fries that I'm meal prepping for the week because Wes eats fries throughout the week.
Okay.
And then I meal prep breakfast because I eat the same thing every day for breakfast.
Yeah.
Which is just the eggs and fruit every single morning. And when I come home from Pilates, I'm dead. I'm starving.
Yeah.
I have that Built Bar right afterwards just to get me from point A to point B, which is back to my house. But I do egg bites for the morning, and then I have, like, my protein fruit dip. I meal prep some ranch because we like homemade ranch. I meal prep some waffles. It's mostly breakfast stuff.
Okay.
And then
Then you still plan dinners.
Yeah, I do dinner planning during that, and then I'll order the groceries, and they'll get there Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be prepared for the week by Sunday night.
Okay.
I don't want to be rolling into Monday morning waiting for my groceries to show up. Like, yeah. I love having everything set and done. It helps me with, like, Sunday scaries and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's smart.
So, my groceries get delivered. I guess the one meal prep thing that I do is the cilantro lime chicken, because it's just like a bunch of different meals.
Yeah,
like, we'll do chicken bowls, enchiladas.
True. Something in a quesadilla. Pot, yeah, it's good.
So I do meal prep like one protein based crock pot meal on Sundays.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Okay,
but this is my thing. I also plan my meals. Like, I will go and be like, okay, Monday we're gonna eat this, Tuesday we're gonna eat this, Wednesday order the groceries, get the groceries. Okay.
Yeah.
Wednesday comes around, that doesn't sound good anymore.
So we're twins.
So how do I avoid this? Because I don't want to eat that now.
I switch them around, though. Like, I have a plan. Oh, Monday we're going to eat this. But sometimes I'll just throw Fridays onto Mondays because I'm like, I want to eat that right now.
I know. And then sometimes I get stuff for this certain meal, and then I never eat that certain meal because I was like, oh, it didn't sound good that day, and I switched this around. And then I don't know, guys. I just am like,
I don't know.
I don't know how to do this. I'm like, there's just too many things that we're supposed to do. And I don't like dinner, and I hate thinking about dinner, and I want to be done planning dinner, and I don't want to cook it. And
I know.
I'm the ripe age of 23.
Like, it's like those videos, and it's like, so you mean I have to cook dinner for the rest of my life?
Yeah. I'm like, and now I understand why dinner was my mom's least favorite time of the day.
The bane of my existence.
Literally. I'm like, oh, so Meg was on to something. I hate dinner. Hey, guys. Sorry for the brief intermission, but today's episode is sponsored by Life Seasons.
Guys, it's winter time. The sun isn't producing as much vitamin D, and if you're living in Utah, it doesn't produce any until February. So we're just going to be sad and upset. But Life Seasons has a hack for you.
Yes, we're so excited. The vitamin D supplement at Life Seasons is a melt. It's lemon flavored. You can take it every morning to make sure you're feeling your best.
I got my blood work done, and even in the summertime, I'm vitamin D deficient, so I take 5,000 IU a day, which is just 5 melts. It's perfect. I just pop them in and go on with my day, and I'm feeling so good. And if you want 15% off, you can use the code R&R15. We'll link it in the show notes, and we'll make sure to put it on our Shop My.
We love Life Seasons, and we know you will too. Thanks so much. And I hate grocery shopping now, and I hate dinner. And I'm like, everybody just figure it out. It's me and Lawrence. It's two people.
Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. My feet are, like, entangled in the cord.
Oh, no. I don't even have to feed a kid yet.
Feeding kids easy, though. People say it's really hard. Okay, actually.
Wait till your kids get older. Then I feel like they're going to be saying stuff.
Hold on. Well, I heard toddlers are actually the hardest people to eat because sometimes they just won't eat. Like, I have friends who are like,
they just don't eat.
They're like, my kids literally thrive off of anger and air. Like, that is it. And Wes is an eater. Okay, like, he loves food and, like, protein. Like, he is a very natural, like, healthy eater.
Yeah, that's good.
But also,
and he works out, he's running.
He has calves like nobody's business. His calves are crazy.
He's so cute.
I know, Wes literally sprinting around the table, and I'm like, so this is why you have six pack.
Literally, he's so cute.
I can't remember who told me this. Maybe it was my mom or one of my aunts or whatever, but they were just like, try not to give your kids so much snacks because then they won't eat
meals.
And then, or it's like, just place the snacks out, because like, toddlers gotta have a snack on you at all times because you never know when they're gonna be like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But we also just like, I don't have a ton of snacks at my house because I will eat them and I have no self-control, which if you're like, yeah, the whole point of having a snack is to eat them, but I just don't have self-control. I like eat the whole bag of chips, and so it's like he doesn't have a ton of options. Like, there's some goldfish, some fruit bars.
Mm-hmm.
We got fruit, veggies.
Yeah,
that's why I have all those things meal prepped. Is like, in the morning he'll be like, I'm hungry, and I'm like, boom, in 2 seconds waffle. You will have a waffle.
Yeah,
or an egg bite.
Yeah, see, it will probably be different when I have a kid. Like, that stuff will be way more handy when it's just me in the morning. And I'm
oh,
like,
I never did it before.
I'll just make an egg.
The only meal prep I think I did is when I was doing 75 soft, and I meal prepped protein overnight oats.
Which, we need to go back on that time in your life. How did you actually do that? Because I think about it and I see videos of girls doing 75 hard should not exist in my...
Sign up for the army. What do you mean?
Literally, that shouldn't exist literally at all. So even 75 soft, I'm like...
That's one workout every single day and then a gallon of water and then I could only eat out once a week.
But did you do like the reading? Did you do the...
Yeah.
It's, what is that? 10 pages a day or something?
But instead of a self-help book, it was 10 pages of any book.
Okay, good. Because you do easy because you love to read.
I do love to read. And I'm actually...
And then what was your diet? Because don't you have to do a diet? Don't you have to change
my diet? Because 75 soft is kind of like you loosely take the 75... I mean, it's still freaking hard. I want to call it 75 hard because it was hard. But my thing was I had to make every single meal except one day a week. So I couldn't eat out.
Okay.
Other than one day a week.
Okay.
And then on
one
Sunday.
One meal, like one dinner.
Yeah, one dinner. Okay. Like not even like on Saturdays I'm eating out every meal. It was literally I got one meal a week.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, like out of 21 meals I got one. That was like eating out.
I need to do that.
And then... I had to hit a certain amount of steps every day, which I think was just 10,000. I mean, this was like right before I got pregnant with West. And I was like, so I should have just reveled in my body for maybe a year because it was the best it's ever looked and ever will look. And I just said, F it, let's get pregnant.
Literally, sorry. You did all that work.
For what? I pushed for 2.5 hours. It did nothing.
No, that's crazy. No, I look, but look at West. He's perfect and it's amazing.
It's fine. I just was like, why did I get in the best shape of my life? Because guess what I'm comparing myself to? Postpartum.
Yeah, the best shape
of your life. A body I'll never have.
Yeah.
So it was just like... So
well, we can still get in the best shape of our lives.
Oh, I've seen people who were like, I've never been in good shape. And the best shape of their lives is after like 4 kids.
Yeah,
it's
we can
so
do
inspiring.
It. We could do it.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
I know. My Pilates grind, I'm like...
We can do
it. I'm waiting for Ty to be like, wait, you're kind of getting stronger.
Lawrence all the time is like, flex. Let me just see you in flex. And I'm like, I'm getting there, okay? Like,
no,
slowly
but
surely. Soon I'll
have
Pilates.
Did you take before
arms.
And after pictures?
No, I should have.
You should, even just now.
Even my legs are way, way more toned than before I started.
Oh, for sure. I was looking at you today and I was like, okay, posture.
My legs.
I feel like even your posture's gotten better. Like,
oh,
I'm just
good.
Like, I'm trying to be more inclined to, like, use my abs even when I'm not using a workout.
Oh, yeah.
Because they say that's, like, the biggest thing mm-hmm. when it comes to Pilates. Have you seen the whole side of Pilates, the doming versus, like, actually using your abs? Have you heard of that?
No.
It's, like, if you're not using your abs and you're more so using, like, your back muscles, you'll, like, dome and you'll see your stomach come up like this. Whereas if you're actually using your abs, it'll be flat.
Oh.
I'm, like... So the whole workout is literally me just, like, remembering to pull my belly button into my spine.
Yeah. And it's nice that the instructors reminds you of that.
Today, I feel like she did that a lot today, mm-hmm. which is such a good reminder. And then...
To make sure you're doing the right form
and
everything.
It's so bad since I've had a kid. Like, I don't think my pelvic floor is bad because, like, I'm not randomly peeing myself or, like, peeing when I jump on a trampoline. But I just feel like my abs are, like, super, super weak. So today, I just... Like, I wasn't able to do the plank because my core is just not what it used to be. But and I like that they always give you an option.
Mm-hmm.
And they remind you to, like, pull your
you
core
can modify
in.
It, yeah.
Yeah. Because I just see these girls on TikTok who are like, Pilates made my abs worse and it's because I was doming the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like.
Oh, that's scary.
I know. Which, what's her name? Annika?
Yes. The instructor.
One of the instructors at the Pilates studio. She did, like, the warm fusion class.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about on her TikTok that she did a warm fusion class. And she was, like, there weren't a ton of people. And it was really nice. I was able to do a lot of one-on-one. So, like, low-key, I want to book it.
You should.
And,
you
like,
should.
Go and talk to her and be, like, I really want to work on my core.
Yeah, you should.
Because it's at, isn't it 8 a.m.?
Yeah. It's at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I want to try to, when you're out of town, I'll book one of those and let you know how it goes.
Yeah, do it.
But... Okay, you have to talk about your life updates. I just totally went on a rampage.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. Not even a lot has happened. I'm just working. I'm going to Chicago this weekend for bridal market, so I'm super excited about that. I have lots of fun work stuff coming up. And then me and Lawrence are going to Arizona for a week.
Are you living for that?
Yes, I'm so excited to be in the sun, guys. Oh my gosh, like I can't wait to go on walks. I can't wait to just literally see the sun, sit outside, all the things.
Live your best life for me.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. Was like, so should we go to California tomorrow?
Yeah, literally.
It started snowing again today. I was like,
yeah, it's like time for me to go. Chicago is going to be a little cold, which is fine.
Is it going to be colder?
I don't know. I need to check.
Probably same temperature, right?
But yeah, it's like around the same. I'll only be there for 3 days and then I go and fly into Arizona that third night. So okay. It'll be very chill. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And next time we're back together, I'll give you an update on my Arizona and Chicago trip. And
she's gonna be freaking
tan. And hopefully I'm tan. I mean, I don't know what the UV is.
The UVs are like 7. 8.
Hopefully at least a 7. If it's at least a 7, then I'll be so happy.
UVs were at a 5 and I got a sunburn.
Yeah, Lawrence did this weekend go to a lacrosse game with his friend, and his face was, like, so sunburned. And I was like, were you sitting in the sun? He's like, yeah. And I was like,
it's sunscreen season again.
Which... I'm like, you should have put on sunscreen. And he's like, yeah, I didn't even think about it.
Which sunscreen do you use?
I use this Face Skin Reality. Literally, guys, is that what the brand?
Face Reality.
Face Skin Reality.
Face Skin Reality. No.
Face Reality sunscreen. Sorry. Last summer, I put it on my face every single day. I never fried my face. Never.
And did you reapply or just
once? Yeah. No, just once in the morning. And
I'm going to have to get that.
I was swimming. I was outside.
I've heard amazing things. I need to get on that. It was amazing. Because I've used the CeraVe, but it's just so oily, I feel.
Yeah, no, you need this one. And yeah, I loved it. And usually, I will fry my face. And when I fry my face... like, I don't mean to. I am putting on sunscreen. I'm bad at reapplying. That's one thing I am bad at. So bad. And if I fry my face, I'll get a cold sore.
Really?
Immediately, I'll get a cold sore.
I think you were telling me that last summer or something.
Yeah, I'm super cold sore prone.
I've had to get better at it because I have a kid who is a redhead, very pale. Literally. So I'm like, I've had to get so much better at it because he's never fried that bad, actually, because I was just so like... But it's just odd because... I feel like I'm like he is translucent. I can see all the veins in his body. He's so pale.
Pale.
And I'm just like, even last summer, his tan was still pretty pale. So I was just like, okay, I don't know. But I am on top of the sunscreen with him. But I need to get a face one. And yeah, so does Tyler because he's in the car all the time.
Yeah. And for my body, I just use like a
copper tone one or whatever, like the one that everybody uses.
Yeah. Just something what like normal that everybody uses. But for my face, I do put on like a strong one because my cheeks and my nose will burn. Like it doesn't matter. Every single time they will burn.
I remember burning at UFY because we were outside like all day. I think I got a really bad sunburn.
Yeah, because it was in the middle of the summer.
Or at least it was my scalp or something.
Yeah, literally your part line.
Holy.
That's the worst.
Holy. And then you have to
brush it.
And you feel it and it's just like. Like it's throbbing, you like feel like a halo of literally. Heat around here.
Holy, but I cannot wait for the summer.
Burn my body. I know we just said we're putting sunscreen on, but
I want to cook. Let me just cook in the sun,
please. My sister-in-law's talking about taking her kids to like this water park, and I'm like,
because they're in Arizona.
The fact that you can do that in March. What did I do to live in Utah?
Literally, guys.
Who did I kill in my past life that sentenced me here? Just kidding. Utah summers are magical.
Utah summers are really pretty, and they're magical. I can't wait. Yeah. They just don't last long, and they go by so fast, and then it takes a minute for them to get here.
Yeah. It's like I'm just like waiting for it to start snowing like hardcore again. This winter wasn't that bad, though.
Oh, yes. Literally counting my blessings, the winter was so chill.
Like, for the first year that you're, like, trying to be positive about the winter, I feel like...
this is a good year.
This was a good year to start.
Yeah, literally. It's just about now that my patience runs thin.
Yeah, we get one good day, and I'm like...
so why is it not like this every day?
Yeah, where's the rest of that? Yeah, I was so productive.
It was literally 60 degrees this week.
Every single window in my house was open.
I was outside...
I think I got 15,000 steps in because I was just like, 5 walks. Let's do it.
Yeah, it's so nice.
And Wes is so happy. And then we did dinner outside and I was like, there is no cleanup.
Yeah.
Wes is just throwing his foot on the ground and it's like, okay. And the ants will get it. Yeah. Like, I don't care. It's just like, Summer is everything to me. If he gets messy, it's like hose him down.
Summer is everything.
Literally.
Where are you, Summer?
Which, are you a big The Summer I Turned Pretty Girl or no?
Yeah, and the new season comes out this summer. I'm You're excited a Conrad for that. Girl, right? Yeah.
Okay. I keep seeing these TikToks and it's like, if all of you Jeremiah girls come out Literally. Of the trenches and start liking Conrad, I'm going to be pissed. No. And I'm like.
I've oh, you're watching like, The Bachelor also.
Yeah. I Do you mean, like we're it? Only on the first episode.
Oh, dang it.
I know. But Ty was like, oh my gosh, all the girls are kissing him. Like on the introduction. Oh, on the first. Like literally like the first date or whatever.
The first episode. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was just like, I feel like this doesn't happen. Or does it? Like, he hasn't seen it since that one guy who came out as gay later.
Colton season?
Yeah, Ty used to watch it religiously.
Okay, I love The Bachelor, but I have been falling off just because the Bachelorettes haven't been super good, but the past two Bachelors, Joey's season was really good, and then I am watching this season because this guy seems really nice and sweet, doesn't he? Because
did he lose on The Bachelorette and then his mom signed him up to do The Bachelor, right?
No, his mom signed him up for The Bachelorette.
Oh, but then they wanted him as the Bachelor.
Yeah, so usually...
He's so cute.
Yeah, usually at the end of the season, it's like, but there's like a final four people.
Yeah.
And they usually pick between the final... Whoever doesn't win, they usually pick between those.
Oh, that's smart.
Like, usually they're like fan favorites. Sometimes Bachelor Nation screws up, but sometimes they don't. Like, sometimes they figure it out. But this guy seems really cute, and I actually liked a few of the girls on his season, so I've liked this season so far.
Who did you like?
I don't want to spoil it for you, though.
I've met all the girls. Okay, so we, good. Like, finished... Well, actually, no, we finished the first episode. You finished on the second. It. Yeah.
Okay, so Latia, she's from Salt Lake.
Yes, okay, I liked her. Gorgeous. She's so pretty.
She's so, so pretty. Yeah. She's gorgeous. There's another girl that I liked. I cannot think of her name.
But what is, like, what she was her thing? She
has a nose ring.
How did she do it by their introductions? Like, how did they... Do you like the llama girl? The girl bringing an actual llama? I was like...
No.
Who's the one who has like a bunch of crystals? It.
Crystal girl.
The girl, she was like, these are my crystals. And Ty was like, oh, hell no. Yeah. Like, absolutely not.
You need to catch up.
I know.
Because I'm forgetting.
That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to catch up.
Okay, yeah. Because there's another episode on tonight.
Yeah. No, and Ty and I are like, that's what we are watching.
Okay, good.
Because he does like The Bachelor.
Yeah, The Bachelor's very good. And then they'll do... Bachelor in Paradise, which is the best. Wait, have you ever done that?
They haven't done Bachelor in Paradise in a minute, right?
They haven't.
Wait, that's a big deal.
But this year, they'll do it again.
Wow.
They took a year off, but this year, they're not doing The Bachelorette. So one of those final girls isn't going to be The Bachelorette. They're not doing a Bachelorette season.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, but they are doing a Paradise. Okay. So I'm so excited for Paradise.
That's so fun.
I think Paradise is the best
thing
that they've ever done.
Everyone loves Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, like, because there's just so much more to watch, so many more couples.
Yeah.
When you put boys and girls on a beach.
That's only, why everybody only likes magic Love
things,
Island.
Only magical things
That's why everyone happen. Likes Love Island.
Literally Love Island. So good. I'm so sad it's over. But yeah, you need to catch up on that.
I know. Island. I really do. That way, hopefully I'm caught up by the time we do another R&R segment so I can actually talk to you about it.
Yeah, true.
I'll try that. That's my goal. That's my goal.
Are you watching Love is Blind? That's on Netflix.
I could not. I got cringed out by that one guy I sent you a TikTok about. What was his name? He was like...
But there's a new season.
Love is Blind literally cringed me out after that one guy wrote a song for that Russian girl. I literally was just like... I was pregnant. I get really bad secondhand embarrassment. Like, there is a level that I can't deal with secondhand embarrassment. And Love is Blind is just like, here's the level. Love is Blind is like...
It is so funny to me. I have to skip some of the pod episodes.
I think I'm going to do that. It's so boring. Like, I'll speed run it.
You just have to get to where they choose each other and they see each other for the first time. That's freaking hilarious. And then when they go on a trip together for the first time because they don't even know each other.
Can you imagine doing that?
No.
What if you're ugly? Like,
you're engaged to that person. Like, I don't have a ring on your finger.
I do not care. Love is not blind. I will die on that hill. You have to be physically attracted to the person. I don't care how good their personality is. It won't last if you're not physically attracted to them.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just like, what do you mean? Except it's I don't know because crazy that people I see do really that. Hot girls with really ugly guys. And I'm just like, you're better than me. Because I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it's like actually a little crazy.
Not that Ty is like, you know, like the hottest man in the whole world. And I'm coming up off of like high and mighty. But I'm just like... It doesn't matter if anybody else thinks he's hot. I think he's hot. Yeah, so I'm just like, true.
So I that girl might think her husband's hot.
But you don't. Do you have eyeballs? Like, actually. Girls from high school, I'm like. Really? Are you sure?
You know what the craziest. You know what the craziest thing is? People from your high school dating 5 years later. They were not dating before in high school, but then they start dating 5 years later. It's like you guys knew each other in high school,
but and they're in like total different cliques. So then they somehow come together, and you're like,
I'm like, so what brought you two back together? I'm confused.
I know. I'm like,
that has happened also, a lot.
Reagan, you're gonna crap yourself.
No,
Tyler's 10-year high school reunion is next year. He's ancient, so he also turns 27 next week. I'm like,
I know, that's crazy. What are you guys doing? It's also, this is a big month for you guys. It's your anniversary.
It's a big month every single spring. It's literally. Just so, yeah.
True. Every you guys year, are back to back.
It literally goes Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, our anniversary, Ty's birthday a week later. Your and then birthday. 2 weeks later is my birthday. And then a month later is Wes' birthday. And Easter's somewhere in there.
Yes.
And then we get a break until the 4th of July. And Ty, like, for our anniversary, Ty's like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, dude.
Spring is so fun, though, to have
this. No, for sure. But I'm just like, let's do something chill.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, our anniversary, I'm just like, let's get matching permanent bracelets and then a nice dinner.
Yeah.
And call it good. Like, I don't really care. Maybe for our 10-year anniversary, mm-hmm. something big, I don't care.
Yeah.
But
I'm like, oh, for my 5-year anniversary, I told Lawrence that we have to renew our vows. I'm rethrowing a party.
I want to so bad.
Yeah, I told Lawrence that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm like, we're going to rethrow a party in my parents' backyard. I want
all my friends to come. Nobody came to my wedding other than you.
Literally.
I want all my friends to come.
Yeah, I'm rethrowing a party in my backyard. Maybe
for
my tenure,
that's what I would do instead. But yeah, we're just... And then for his birthday, Ty's like a simple man. He's like, I just want to play games and have Costco pizza.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then my freaking birthday is always on General Conference.
I know.
And if you're not a member of the church, General Conference happens biannually
mm-hmm.
or semi-annually. Biannually. Okay.
Semi.
And literally my whole life, if my birthday falls on a Sunday, it is always on conference.
Yeah, conference Sunday.
So
conference weekend, baby.
I'm like, but do I celebrate? Do I celebrate the week before? Like, would that just be better? Because we're like, Ty's gonna go up to Idaho the week of my birthday, and then we'll get back Saturday and Sunday. And he's just like, should we just celebrate your birthday with your family, and we do like a birthday party the week before or after?
Oh yeah.
So I don't know.
Wait, I thought we were gonna go stay in your dad's place.
Maybe, I don't know. That's how I'm like, what do we even want to do? It just sucks when it's like. I feel like Sunday birthdays kind of suck because you can't really stay up late because you got Monday.
Mm-hmm. But if you just do it Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Just celebrate your birthday Friday, Saturday, and then on Sunday, just do something low-key.
That's true. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. But yeah, it is always so crazy in the spring. Like, yeah, I wanted our wedding to be in October.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be October 21st. Did you know that?
No way. That would have been the day before mine. October 22nd.
That's crazy. I always forget. Yeah, so I wanted October 21st because I was like, it's Ty's birthday, then my birthday. Like, I don't want it to be, like, thrown in there. And then his brother went in the Navy, and so we had to move it way up. But I'm glad everything worked out the way it's supposed to, and it always does. But
yeah, my anniversary is really close to my birthday, too. It's my anniversary, and then my birthday's the next week.
And Lawrence's is in the summer, right?
Lawrence's is August.
Yeah.
So we have a lot going on in the fall.
Yeah.
August. And then October.
Yeah, I'm just like, I need my next kid to be, like, way down in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just like.
Summer.
Summer.
When's the best time to be pregnant?
I don't know. People
I don't know either. I know.
This. I liked being pregnant during the wintertime because I run really hot.
Okay, yeah.
When I'm pregnant. And so it was, like, nice that it was cold. But then I got really bad, like, winter blues because it was, like,
because you're depressed and you can't, like, go on walks.
Yeah.
And then other girls are, like, it's so hot in the summer.
I think if I was.
You don't want to wear clothes at all.
No. If I was pregnant in Arizona, I would do it during the winter. I would not want it to be 120 outside and I have a baby in me cooking.
Well, can you swim.
No, I know, but still, it's just so hot outside, you know?
And you're just, like,
getting in a hot car when you're pregnant, having, like, you're already claustrophobic. Like, your skin feels too tight on your body.
Yeah.
And then have clothes on, you're like, I...
And then hot.
But my thing is I would love to be pregnant during the summer and then do postpartum in the winter because then it's, like, nobody has to see my body.
Like, yeah, that's the thing.
Giving birth to Weston in May. Like,
let me grind in the summer or in the winter.
You can't swim for 6 weeks postpartum, so I couldn't even swim till July. And then summer's halfway over. And also, I hate the way that I look in a swimsuit, so please burn my body. Like, I just was
especially
like,
after you gave birth, like, there was just a lot of change probably going on, and so you're and, like, what's happening?
Yeah, so I'm just like, I'd love to have a baby September.
Okay.
Like, early September, late August. It's still warm enough to take that baby on walks postpartum. And then you get to bundle them up, and you get to bundle yourself up. You grind through the wintertime.
Nobody sees you.
And you're like,
a new woman.
I have an eight-pack. No, I mean, I'm being so dramatic. But, like, that is such a debate on TikTok.
Yeah, it's true. So let us know what you would prefer, being pregnant in the winter or being pregnant in the summer.
Would you rather be hot postpartum or hot while you're pregnant? Is kind of just the take that you get.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like, if you're trying to hide your belly, do it during the wintertime because then you can hide it with sweat sets.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't care, then just have it out.
Have it in the summer.
Also, I would love being pregnant in the summer because then it's like, I don't care what my body looks like. I have a baby. I mean, like, everyone thinks you look cute.
Yeah, true. You look cute in a swimsuit.
And everyone's like, oh, cute little baby bump. And you're just like, yeah, like, I don't know. For me and who I am, I would love that.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. I think I would love that too. I just don't. But then you don't like being hot and pregnant.
But it doesn't get crazy hot here.
Yeah, here.
But if I was in Arizona, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason all of Ty's siblings are, like, spring babies. Is because my mother-in-law was like, I'm not going to be pregnant in Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, thanks for chatting with us. That was just a fun little
chatty
episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. We need to do more of these.
I know. We always think, at least I always think, that I don't have anything to say. And then I'm like, that was way too easy that
you're
I could
like,
just
put
talk.
This mic in front of me and something just happens.
Anytime we hang out, I'm like, should we record RN? Like, what are we saying? So, yeah. But thank you so much for rewinding and relaxing with us. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.